ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Where we get our power from is changing as more renewables feed into the energy grid. There has been a massive uptake of rooftop solar around the country, and the government has subsidies to encourage more households to buy batteries, which is great if you own your home. But if you rent or if you live in an apartment and you can't put panels on the roof, you've largely been locked out of the benefits. In a small way, that changed this week. The government's announced plans to give households free electricity for 3 hours a day in an effort to encourage energy use at the time of the day when excess solar power is being fed into the grid.
There is so much power in the middle of the day now that often prices are very cheap or negative, and this should be something by our analysis that energy companies can incorporate and offer.
So that's your Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, detailing that plan. How else can we make sure that Australia's energy transition is fair and equitable? Well, in just a tick, you'll meet the founder of a startup that's about to start trialling home batteries that renters or apartment dwellers can take with them when they move. But first, let's unpack the government's plan a little bit more with Dr. Saul Griffith, the founder of Rewiring Australia. Saul, what do you make of the policy?
Oh, this is generally moving us, the whole country, in the right direction. This, you know, we know that if we want to make our lowest cost energy system, we maximise our rooftop solar and we share that electricity that's generated locally with local people. Now, we can argue whether this is the perfect way to do it, this 3 hours free in the middle of the day, but it's definitely a step in the right direction and signals to the energy companies that they need to make this free electricity available to more people more of the time.
So can we talk a bit about what it would actually mean for a household? Let's say I use those free daytime hours to run my dishwasher or do my washing, my washing machine. How much is that actually going to save me off my energy bill?
You know, if you did your dishwashing or your clothes washing in that 3 hours, you'd save about 50 cents on each per day. If you heated your hot water during that period, you'd save about $1 a day. And if you charged an electric car during that period, you'd save about $5 a day. So this could be significant. If you add all of that up over the course of the year, you could save close to $1,000.
So you expect there to be a large uptake. It's great if you're at home for those 3 hours in the middle of the day. Maybe you're running your air conditioner, but perhaps if you're not at home, you're not really able to make the most of it.
Yeah, it requires that your devices to have timers on them. Most new appliances do. It may not be true in a lot of rental properties in Australia, so we need to also figure out how to help Australians get those smarter devices. The other problem is that it's a opt-in program, so you're probably going to have to negotiate or call your energy provider. Australians are famously disengaged with their electricity bills. We get shocked by the number, but it's hard to change plans. And so I'm hoping that we figure out a way to make sure that everyone gets in on the plan, and that's going to be hopefully by making them opt-out plans, not opt-in plans.
Okay, so what I'm hearing baked into that answer there is that there's a lot of onus on the consumer at the moment. Do you think that that's the right way to set up a proposal like this?
I think that we really should be holding the energy companies to task, and we should look at national energy market reform, particularly the electricity market. This, apparently, to the people who are in that market, was a bit of a surprise. To householders, a bit of a surprise. But it is at least putting the market on notice. But I would like to see representation of the Australian household in the voting board bodies of our regulatory agencies. We don't have that representation today. And I think that is necessary if we really want the Australian household represented fairly in this energy transition.
So there's no such thing as a free lunch. Some experts are saying that cheaper power during one part of the day could lead to higher prices at others. What is the risk there?
That won't be true long term, and certainly the government needs to have some sticks as well as these carrots. And by sticks, I mean they need oversight on the energy companies to make sure that they aren't stealing from us elsewhere. We know that the large generators are already manipulating the market to be able to charge their exaggerated peak prices. More and more batteries mean that those peak prices should go away. If we do this transition right, we should be able to use the wires and the poles more, which should make the electricity come down for everyone. But it's only going to happen if we make sure that the rules are written to that effect.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking with Dr. Saul Griffith from Rewiring Australia about the government's new proposal to make, give everyone three free hours of electricity in the middle of the day to sort of try to spread that load out across the day as more and more solar power is being fed into the grid, especially at that time. And one person who is trying to make it easier for renters and apartment dwellers to get in on the benefits here is Davood Dehestani. He's the CEO and founder of energy startup Smartizer. Davood, welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, Tegan. Thank you.
So you're about to start a trial for home batteries that renters or apartment dwellers can use and that you can take with you if you move. Where did the idea for this come from?
Yeah, so we saw actually a huge gap in the market. Basically, most clean energy solutions are built for homeowners. Renters were simply excluded. So the whole idea was just back to from my own experience, back to 7 years ago, I was renting and I noticed my electricity bill was rising sharply. So mainly because of time of the use tariff. And my peak usage was like hot water, you know, cooking, everything just come to the most expensive hours. I realized easy I can shift this, usage to the middle of the day and save a lot of the money. And that's simple. Just come and when I afford to say, okay, this two way. One way, obviously, you can just move the your loads to the middle of the day. Another way is just shifting the cheaper energy electricity to the afternoon with a portable battery. Can be plugged like any of appliance. That's the idea came from.
So a portable battery you can plug in, use that electricity when it's cheap, take that with you when you move. Do you think it's a cost that renters will be willing to pay for?
Well, with this program from government, 3 hours free electricity definitely is really a good one, because if we just bring something in front of the renters and say, here we go, that's some, something like your appliance, cost you X dollar and then pay back you in 2 to 3 years. I think anyone is ready, probably, or at least most of the people are ready to just pay for it because they can see a major benefit out of it. And especially if they know that's their own, asset, they can take it with themselves, they can just resell, they can do whatever they want, and it will work for 15 years, you know. And so, this is just a simple solution for them.
When are you expecting to roll this out? What's the timeline?
We are in the last stage of grid connection and standard. So we potentially get the thing sorted by end of this year in the next couple of months. And we try to get rollout around 1,000 units earlier next year toward mid next year. So for testing and trial. Mainly to understand a few matters from customer point, from whether renters like it, what they don't like about our product, and how we can improve the product, fit for that category of the users. So that's the plan for early next year.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National, and you're telling me about your solar setup or your energy setup at home. Dave says, we heat our hot water during the day from solar. Hot water makes up about a third of bills. If we all shift to do that, big benefits in the grid and consumers don't need to be at home. Greg says, free energy in the middle of the day doesn't help me for a lot of the year as I have solar panels and a battery. Getting a better price for my solar to the grid, on the other hand, And Phil's asking, if I don't have a smart meter, how can I benefit from the 3 hour free access to power under this policy, which really speaks to equity of access, Saul. Can talk to me about what consumer needs to be able to take advantage of the new policy.
Well, you need to live in New South Wales, South Australia, or Southern Queensland. It's not gone to the rest of the Australian grid yet, and you need a smart meter. Most homes have a smart meter at this point. Some people have resisted, and in some areas it has not been made available. We really should be making sure that every single home has a smart meter. We know that that is necessary to make the grid of the future that we all need work. We know that that's going to help us on climate, and we know that it's going to help us on lowering energy bills. So I think the government compelling the remaining homes through incentives and otherwise to get those smart meters to be able to participate in this, you know, not just cheap but free energy, that should happen.
We also just heard from Davood talking about this idea of batteries for renters. There's other cloud-based startups that are offering renters a way to have more of a stake in the energy transition. Are these useful additions to the mix, in your opinion?
I think we need to try everything, and some of these entrepreneurs will get it right. I think we also need to make sure that we structure the market, and we need to think bigger as a nation. Honestly, you know, we spend $165 million a day on petrol as a country. We could be using that free electricity to charge our cars. That would be the best thing we could do for climate. That means making sure that there's vehicle charging at workplaces and where cars are during the day. That would be a wonderful complementary piece of policy to go with this. We need to compel higher building standards so that the buildings that the renters are in have the appliances and have the smart meters and have the batteries. So, you know, this is good policy moving in the right direction, but we can afford to be much more ambitious because it will make energy cheaper for everyday Australians.
Saul, Davood, thank you both so much for joining me. Dr. Saul Griffith is the founder of Rewiring Australia, and Davood Dehestani is the CEO and founder of energy startup Smartizer. Thank you for your texts as well. One says, great to hear this discussion. An issue is awareness and willingness to deal with the complexities because not everyone is an energy nerd.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.